Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. I'm jumping on Google because I just want to see which one of the bearded guys is Dustin Hill.
ZZ Top.
Well, of course he's ZZ Top. That's what the news just broke.
Yeah.
Is that ZZ Top bass guitarist, Dusty Hill, has passed away. He's the one with the long beard.
They all have beards.
No kidding. That's why I'm saying. I was trying to figure out which one it was. I still don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get into the Simone situation.
Okay.
Because more is coming out, and I got to be honest with you. I didn't know some other stuff.
Okay.
And since I haven't watched any of the Olympics.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Why are you boycotting the Olympics?
All right. Before I talk to you about that, a big ups to my homegirl from the city of brotherly love, and that would be Pink.
Pink?
Pink.
The music girl.
Yes. I forget what her name is. It'll come to me. She has offered to pay the fines of the Norwegian, is it handball team, beach ball team, one of the teams.
Okay.
Because the dudes get to wear shorts, but the girls have to wear bikinis.
Okay.
And they didn't want to do it.
Huh.
And I support them. Let them wear what they want to wear. And either you both teams wear bikinis, the guys and the girls.
Okay.
Or why would you have the guys in shorts and the girls having to wear bikinis? So the Norwegian team said that the Norwegian Olympic, whatever, said that they'll take care of it. And Pink continued to say, no, I'll pay it. I have no problems. And if you want to do it through the entire Olympics, I'll pay it through the entire Olympics as well.
Huh.
So
it's like a sex thing, like a sexism
yeah.
kind of thing? Like
Alicia. Her name's Alicia Moore.
Okay. So what else would you wear to play beach volleyball in?
It's not beach volleyball.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what it was. I mean, if you want to Google it, you got a Google machine right in front of you.
That's true.
But whatever it is, the guys are not in swimsuits. The guys are in shorts.
Hmm.
So if the guys can wear shorts, why can't the girls?
That's kind of like the Hooters, the men's version, the Hoots. They wear khakis. You know, they don't have to wear like the little orange shorts.
I have no idea what a hoot is.
What do you mean? You know Ed Drosty. That's your boy.
I understand that.
The male version of, you know, Hooters is called Hoots. It's downtown St. Pete, and it's like a bunch of dudes walking around in khakis, cargo pants.
I've never been to Hoots, but you're right. It just opened up. And it's the women's handball team.
Handball.
Which Sean is still shocked that we don't have an American handball team. All right, but I do need to tell you this. I will watch one Olympic sport.
Okay.
I've been in discussions with, I've been talking daily with an Olympian.
You have?
I have.
A former or current?
Current. He's
really?
In Japan right now.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Well, right,
oh, I know who it is.
Right now he's sleeping.
I know.
Because it's 13 hours ahead. And Edwin Jackson said, if he happens to wake up, he'll text me and we'll get him on the air. Edwin Jackson's on the baseball team. So is Scotty Kazmir.
Wow.
So I'm excited for that. Almost as excited as I will be when Edwin sends me one of the jerseys that he's promised.
Oh, what?
So I will have an Olympic baseball jersey of my man Edwin Jackson.
Which is harder to achieve, a gold medal in Olympic baseball or a no-hitter?
In general?
In general.
I would say the gold medal. I would say the gold medal.
Because a no-hitter is pretty elusive. I mean, there's not many no-hitters.
No, that's true. I mean, there's not. But first you have to make the team.
It's true.
You know, then you have to be able to go all the way through to win the gold medal. So I would say the gold medal. Doesn't mean I'm right, but that's what I'm going with. What are you thinking?
I mean, man.
It's been 11 years since Edwin's no-hitter, just so you know.
Yeah.
Back in 2010. Did you keep that portion of the wall?
No, I missed it. I should have. They demoed the whole building. I could have kept all the signatures.
Is the building down?
It's remodeled. It's a golf store now.
I haven't been down 4th Street?
Me either. Well, I drove by today and I saw it. But other than that, yeah, it's been a crazy journey.
So I will watch if Edwin's pitching. And the reason I'm not watching is for the same reason the 33% of America is not watching. Because their ratings are down 33%.
Yeah, why is that?
Yeah, because of the world, because of the kneeling, because of the political statements. And I'm okay with you making your political statements. I don't care anymore. but it doesn't mean that I have to watch it. And I don't want to see it. And it's kind of like I responded to your buddy Styles G. White. And somebody put a picture up. And yes, this was from previous. It's not from the Olympics. From what I understand, the soccer teams are kneeling at the start of the game.
Okay.
Not during the national anthem. That's fine. I support that. So when I posted it and Styles got all mad at me and this, that, the other, I go, you know, when I finally realized I don't care what you think, I feel much better about myself.
Right.
I'm a happier person that I don't care. I don't care.
But I think your post was like, I'm never going to eat another Subway sandwich again as long as she's spokesperson.
I'm not.
But they brought in the greatest buck of all time to now be.
Thank you for bringing it up. That could be the absolute worst commercial ever.
Why?
And I think the whole thing, I don't want to get on the bad foot of Tom Brady, but I think it's an awful commercial.
For Tom Brady?
For Tom Brady, for Subway, for advertising, for running advertising.
What don't you like about it?
All right, so do you want to explain the commercial to people?
Okay, so.
Or are you not aware of the commercial?
Well, so it's a soccer chick, whatever her name is. I don't know. The one that likes girls. I don't know her name. But whatever, the one that's weird and like kneels and does all the protests, but she sucks as a person. She has promoted something, then Steph Curry's there, and then they like need a refresh tagline, and then Tom Brady cuts in, and he, you know, reintroduces it. And then the best part of the whole commercial is Steph goes, hey, he's like, Tom, do you even eat bread? He goes, Steph, it's a commercial.
That's why it's awful.
Why?
Because I think that's the worst thing they could have ever done. So he's not endorsing it.
He can't. He doesn't eat bread. He doesn't eat like anything that's non-organic.
Then
like,
why is he in the commercial? You're trying to tell people to go to this restaurant and eat, even though you don't eat it.
Right.
I think it's
but awful. He had to. It had to be done his way.
I understand.
Because he couldn't endorse it because his lifestyle of eating is so extreme.
I understand that.
That his wife, Giselle, would never allow
it. That's the reason that I won't eat at Subway, not because of Tom Brady. When you hire people to endorse your product, same with when I endorse products on my radio show. It's the same thing. I'm saying that I use this. I use Jabra Electronics. It is the headphones that I use. I remember an incident back in the day. Somebody brought a Coke to somebody, and they freaked out. Get that away from me. I endorse Pepsi. Or vice versa. I don't remember which.
Well, Cristiano Ronaldo just did it in a press conference, threw his Coke out and said, told everybody to drink water.
I get all that. So Tom Brady is doing a commercial endorsing Subway and then at the end of the commercial saying, well, I don't eat this. It's only a commercial. So basically, I don't want to say basically what I'm taking that to be because he has much bigger and more expensive lawyers than I do. So,
well, but I guess it leads to the question of, why would he do it? Because he doesn't need the money. He's got everything you could ever want out of life. I mean, Giselle and him have a net worth of probably $1 billion or something close. So what would be the purpose of him doing a brand commercial for Subway? I mean, it can't be the money.
I'll ask him next time I'm out of it.
Yeah, I mean, you should ask him. I mean, if he doesn't run away from you with his knee brace or...
Well, he's not wearing the knee brace anymore.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, what would be the point of doing it?
So the commercial is funny. I mean, it's funny,
right?
But as an advertiser, as a consumer, to me, it's telling me, well, you don't eat it, but
right.
You want me to eat it.
Well, you come from a era of radio where endorsements were everything.
Are real.
Like they would send product, they would send whatever, and then your endorsement of how it works and how great it is the testimony, and then people will flock in to go and do it for themselves. So yeah, I mean, but it also shows how the world's changed and how it doesn't matter if the spokesperson likes the product or not.
All right, I want to move on real quickly because then we need to hit the break and then Reggie Barnett Jr. will be coming on. And
yeah.
Feldman coming on. So we do have a couple
educated
more
things, hands,
you know, to talk about. The whole thing with Simone, I haven't been watching, so I really don't know that they were grading her different. Is there truth to that?
Yeah, the difficulty because of her.
So it's not difficult for her, so she wasn't getting difficult points, even though it's a difficult maneuver that she was doing.
I don't know how all the judging works, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's weighted. It's weighted based on her skill set or her past performances.
Which it shouldn't be.
Right, it should be like you should get a certain number of points for this trick. If you can do that trick, you get the full points.
Period. So are you going to do that to Tony Hawk? Were you going to do it to, you know, who was the snowboarder, Sean?
Sean White.
Sean
the
White.
Flying tomato.
Right. You know, none of that stuff. So but let me be perfectly clear about something. Mental health is a problem.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not making light of mental health. I'm not making light of anybody who has, you know, the, I don't know if I should say it this way, you know, the balls, the guts, the whatever, you know, to come out and say the things that are being said. Here's my only issue, and I'm going to take a lot of crap for this.
Okay.
Okay. But to me, and she said something about, and this was her quote, that when you're the head person, you know, there's a lot of pressure put on you. You're wearing a goat on your clothing. So you're not, it's not people saying you're the goat.
Right. It's
you're
you
saying you're the
claiming
goat.
To
right.
be the goat.
So you're claiming to be the greatest of all time, but you can't handle being the greatest of all time. To me, that's something, I don't know, you would do. Something stupid, in my opinion. You know, if you want to kind of, you know, case in point, was with Warren Sapp Friday night at the fights.
Yes.
We've talked about, Warren and I have talked about this stuff numerous times. The greatest of all time, blah, 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 blah. Pewter Report has finally moved Warren Sapp to the greatest buck of all time. I joked to Warren, what did you do in the last 2 weeks to move you from 3-1? I didn't know you'd been on the field in years, but now you're the greatest, where it's kind of like my whole, you know, argument about somebody getting in the Hall of Fame 42 years later.
Right.
They didn't do anything in those 42 years. You know, if you don't get in X amount of years, in my opinion, 3, maybe 4, I don't think you should be eligible.
Okay.
So Warren making the comment about, you know, he's not going to argue, but he's not going to say he is the greatest buck of all time. But he damn sure is over somebody who doesn't have a gold jacket. You know, he made the point to tell me Derek Brooks, now John Lynch, Leroy Selman, you can put any of those guys number one. But to put somebody that doesn't have a gold jacket above him, he's not saying he's the greatest. She is if she's wearing a goat on her stuff.
She's claiming.
She's claiming she's the GOAT. And then to say there was a lot of pressure put on me to come to Tokyo, you know, everybody's saying I'm the GOAT. No, you're saying you're the GOAT.
You're closed on a picture
right?
of a GOAT.
You're saying it. Everybody is saying it to you, but you're saying it as well. All right, we need to hit this break, and we need to do it real quick because Reggie's taking a break just so he can come on and talk to us.
Oh, nice.
So let's hit a break, even make it shorter if you can, back at the Fathership, and we'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back. Trying to get a hold of Reggie Barnett. He's at work. So, and again, and I know we've talked about this, it's like early stage of the UFC where, you know, you would be fighting in 6 weeks, but you still got to go to work on Monday through Friday.
Sure.
So Reggie said that he's also kind of the boss, so he can take a break when he needs to.
It's true. That's the benefits of owning your own gym.
So hopefully we will hear back from him shortly. So can we move on, or is it something that we need to continue?
Well, I think the world's talking about the Simone thing. And you got two different sides. You have the sides that say that she quit on her team, she gave up on her country, that she took spots on a team that many people would have gave anything to be a part of, and she abandoned her team when they needed her the most.
Here's my question to you and to her and to anybody that's wants to comment. All right. Did this all of a sudden happen yesterday? Or did she know that it was building up?
I think you know it's building up.
So if you know it's building up, and I understand, you know, you're gonna, you know, push through, and you're gonna, and again, I support her, I do. But she did leave her team high and dry. I don't give a rat's ass that she left the country high and dry, you know, and I mean that she left her teammates high and dry.
Sure,
you know that they were counting on her, but it's not a team sport; it's an individual sport.
What is?
Life.
Gymnastics is a team sport.
Life.
And I'll tell you what, if you're in Russia and you're 5-on-5 MMA and your teammate just decides to quit in the middle of competition, you're going to get your face kicked in by the five other dudes on the other side by being short staffed.
It's one of my favorite videos.
Isn't that great?
That 5-on-5 is...
That should be an Olympic sport.
And it really should.
But I mean, you have a... I mean, look, you're the leader. And you can't show up with the goat stuff on your clothes.
That's where I have the problem.
And you leave your team as a leader, you leave them in the most important moment of their career, right? So, you know, I don't know. I think, I don't know if it was a cop-out. I'll say it. I mean, maybe she just wasn't performing well and she had an excuse. Like, you know what? I'm not ready. I can't do this. Mental health. Sorry. You know, but I don't know. Who? Nobody really knows what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going through her mind.
Well, nobody will ever know.
No, nobody.
Because... You know, they can say, when I say they, I'm not just saying Simone, because a lot of people are going through. And again, I'm not making light of it, but we don't know the truth.
Well, nobody does.
You know, you can say whatever to get you through that day. You know, she might have known this for 6 months, but it didn't seem like it was a problem when she toured the country.
Yeah.
You know, after she won all the golds.
Look,
and she's the greatest.
Life is hard. Nancy Kerrigan got her knee broken with a tire iron. And then still came back the year and to compete.
You saw the meme, right?
I did. It's like back in my day when we took a knee. But the point is that you don't think she had anxiety and fear of competing in the Olympics after she was attacked 6 months previous and still went out there and did her, you know, what she had to do. So there's a lot of Olympians. There are a lot of athletes that are working through serious injuries, mental and physical, to still perform at the highest level, and that's what makes you a GOAT. A GOAT like Tom Brady, who played a full season with a busted knee, and he didn't want to have the surgery to rehab it. Like that says, you know, you play through the pain and the grit, and you do what you're supposed to do. So I don't know. I don't like the way she handled it. I support her mental health issues. I support her getting help. I support her, and I commend her for the fact that everybody's talking about it now. But this started before the Olympics with Osaka, the tennis star who withdrew from Wimbledon for similar issues.
Well, it goes back even further than that. I mean, they were talking about mental health when Robin Williams killed himself, you know, which was mental health.
For sure.
You know, some mental health. Of course, it was physical health as well with Junior Seau. You know, but again, we don't know. We don't know any of this stuff because just like anything, all you know is what that person is telling you. Doesn't mean it's the truth, you know. Did she struggle? You know, she couldn't handle being judged different. We don't know. And I don't want to say I feel bad for her, but I understand what she is going through. I think I understand what she's going through. But again, it's a moot point that you can't handle being the GOAT when you're wearing a GOAT on your uniform.
Well, more than that, when you sign up to be a public figure, a celebrity, a sports figure, an actor, you give way, like that's part of the job to be scrutinized and criticized, and it goes with the territory. And it goes back to the beginning of time. You forfeit that privacy of being, you know, who you are without scrutiny because, you know, to fulfill that role. That's a job. You don't have to become the greatest gymnast on the planet. You don't have to become the greatest fighter of all time. You know, you chose that as a career and a profession, and along with that notoriety comes outside social pressures and influences and fear, you know? And so, but now it's going to be similar to our new current world that we're living in. You know, now it's about, you know, instead of being tough and grit through it and persevere and overcome, now it's, you know, stop, quit, throw in the towel and play victim, you know? And that's the world we live in. This isn't just sports. I'm talking about just everywhere you go right now with COVID and this new world order. Nobody wants to work. They just want a handout. You know, so I don't know. I don't know how much of it's real. I don't know how much of it's fake, you know, but I just didn't like the way she left her teammates hanging in the biggest event. I mean, you had 4 years for this moment. I think it's just the wrong way to handle it.
And not arguing.
She could have waited till after it was all done. They got whatever medal, or if they got a medal, whatever they awarded. And then she comes out and says, hey, okay, you know what, I was really struggling. Here's what I was going through. But I still had to finish what I committed to.
But would it have been the extent of the story if she would have done it that way?
Of course
just,
not.
Just like the kneeling during the national anthem. You know, what we've been told is if we kneel at any other time, we're not going to get the backlash.
Correct.
We're not going to get. So, you know, again, just like I said, I understand. I still will never support kneeling ever, ever, never, ever, never, ever. I understand that was the best time for you to prove your point. This was the best time for Simone to prove her point.
No question.
So.
No question. No, no. This was the greatest platform and stage to bring a health to mental health awareness. It's what everybody, every radio commercial is mental health awareness. I mean, that's everything because of COVID, isolation, fear. Everybody's been alone and isolated. So it's the number one thing in the forefront of going forward as a society. So, yeah, it was the greatest platform in order for her to make this stand. I just, as a guy on a team.
What team are you on?
Team Knockout Radio.
No, you're not on this team. No, if you're on this team, I don't want to make light.
But the point is, you don't leave your teammates hanging. I mean, you've been on some bad teams in your career where people didn't perform, you lost, you didn't win the championship. You know, you don't abandon your team and just because it doesn't go your way.
Trying to remember when I lost. I don't know.
You always won?
I'm a winner. Yeah.
Did Michael Bolton beat you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Bolton. He's a winner.
Michael Bolton's softball team was the best softball team money can buy.
Because he bought them.
He did buy them.
He paid for their salaries.
He did. That's not alleged. That's true. That he would fly them in. You know, that was his gig. They would play softball. So when we were talking, Michael Bolton and I, about putting this together with his agency, Lewis Levin, I said, well, I really want Bruce Mead to play on our team. Because Bruce was playing on Michael Bolton's team. Bruce Mead was about, if I was to exaggerate, about 22 feet tall.
Okay.
Right? He looked like Paul Bunyan. All right. He was a police officer, a sheriff, a highway patrol, whatever, down in Bradenton or Sarasota. They named a bat after him.
Wow.
Because he hit the longest slow pitch softball, I think, in the old Houston Astrodome. And I said, Mike, I really want Bruce Mead to play on our team because of the local ties. And he goes, Randy, my whole team is Bruce Mead. Okay. You know, so Bruce played for us and lost. That's when Darren Pupa said he'll never say he's an athlete again.
Yeah.
That he's a hockey goalie. Yeah, we did lose. But we were kind of brought in. We were kind of the Washington Generals. Can I say Washington Generals?
Or is that who's offended by that now? I don't know. Well, didn't the Cleveland Indians change their name?
Yeah, they did.
The Guardians?
I don't know if this is true because we don't do research.
Okay.
But somebody put a post up that said the Cleveland Indians were named because of the first Indian player in Major League Baseball played in Cleveland.
Oh.
So to honor him, they named him the Cleveland Indians. I don't know if that's true. It's a great story. In the words of one of the greatest athletes of all time, Wes Sims, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
That's true. So, I never do.
Right. I know that.
I never would.
So it definitely is a good story if that is true. If that is true.
Do you like the cancel culture, the change in the Indians, the Guardians? And
no.
Washington Football Club.
No, the Washington Redskins. That's what they are.
That's what they were.
My game jersey of Todd Yoder is a Washington Redskin. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to tell you.
I don't know.
All the merch that I ran out and bought when they changed their name says Washington Redskins. Except for that hat I got in China. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
It was an upside-down New York Yankee hat that came from China instead of the Redskins. it looked more like the Tampa Tarpons with an upside-down tie.
No, I'm gonna throw a wrench in the little Simone story. Like, on the opposite side of the spectrum, in something that you don't really see in today's modern world because of PC and everybody's got an opinion and human rights issues. Which one?
The police chief. That's Tom Selleck from Blue Bloods. They always say PC because he's the police.
But the head coach for the Australian swim team, did you see that guy lose his mind?
In what?
He just went absolutely.
Hold on a second. Where is this guy?
He was the head coach for the Olympics.
No, I haven't watched anything of the Olympics.
You have to Google.
I don't have to do anything.
He absolutely loses his mind. But they did a story, a promo piece on the training and build up to the Olympics. And he's one of those old school, in your face, you know, hold you accountable. You know, when you're crying and complaining, he's rah, 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 rah. And it made her a gold medalist and a champion, and she beat a legend to do it. So, you know, that type of coaching and mentoring isn't really acceptable in today's modern sport world.
Who's your boy? The old Hoosier coach?
Oh, Bobby Knight.
Bobby Knight.
Bobby Knight.
How about my boy B.A. Baracus today? Bruce Arians. Did you see what he did?
No.
He started the press conference ripping the media.
Okay.
About the BS of people saying about the wristbands. So they have to wear wristbands. One color's for vaccinated, one is for non-vaccinated in the building.
Huh.
So somebody reported that they were not wearing the wristbands on the practice field.
Hmm.
And Bruce Arians went off.
Wow.
That, you know what the F you're talking about. You know, if you're going to report something, make sure it's true. You got to like B.A.
Yeah.
You know, he says it the way it is.
He was wrong the other day, though.
About what?
He said that he's having a lot of fun going into all these different cities as the world champions. And it's like, you're not the world champions. You're the North American champions of football. Because as we can see on the world stage, the U.S. has third in medal count behind Japan and China. So we're obviously not the best in the world in every sport. The dream team,
maybe not in every
basketball,
sport.
Lost to France. So the Buccaneers.
Hold on. It's not the dream team that's over there. The
Buccaneers will probably lose to, like, Pakistan.
Can I say idiot on the radio? Can I?
I'm offended.
Well, that's awesome. Quit. Please quit. All right. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Song. Damon Feldman, scheduled to be on when we return.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Michelle Smith from the United States Olympic gold medal winning softball team, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out very early each year, so make sure to purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at tuxestailstampa.com.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Lomas Brown, and you're talking sports with Randy, the Monster Jam Man.
So he was a truck driver?
Who? Monster
that
Man?
That guy.
Lomas Brown?
Yeah.
Again, just sit there and be quiet.
I don't know. He's got to announce what he does.
Lomas is a Florida Gator legend.
Oh.
Super Bowl champion.
I thought it was a Monster Jam, like drove the trucks.
I was just checking out the Island Sushi and Grill in Henderson.
So oh, really?
I can check out that menu. But you know where else some really great food is?
Houston?
Miami. Well, Houston. Well, we're going to talk about that later. But some really good places to eat in Miami. And we're going to head back down there in October, early October. Let's welcome to the show for the first time.
That was the first time. Debuting.
Debuting. Damon Feldman. Damon, how are you?
Hey, thanks a lot. What's up, guys?
We appreciate your time. And, you know, a lot of people know your story, and then there's a lot of people that may not. You've been involved. You run celebrity boxing. You've been around a long, long time. Kind of give us, you know, the update on celebrity boxing.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, 18 years in the making. We're back here, celebrity boxing in Miami. We have Omar Odom. His opponent's going to be announced publicly tomorrow.
This is going to be, obviously, your next one down October 2nd. I know you just released, there'll be one in Atlantic City. And then I heard through a grapevine, yeah, we may be getting you in our backyard here in Tampa.
Oh, I cannot wait, man. I'm getting so much. It's funny, like I talk to you, then all of a sudden, all these Tampa people start reaching out, and it's like just coincidence.
No, it's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
just you. I'm hoping after this show, everybody's going to be talking about it.
Well, and I know you and I have talked a little bit about the Warren Sapp deal that's going on, and there's some talk between him and Chidi Ohana too. And what a, you know, great place, if it's going to be boxing, you know, to maybe be on that Tampa card when you guys come to town.
That'd be really cool. Yeah, Warren Sapp's awesome. We'll see if he step up. That'd be great.
Well, I'm not so sure it's him that we're trying to get to step up, but that's just what I'm hearing.
Whoa, shots fired.
That's just what I'm hearing.
Here we go.
So when you're looking for celebrities, whether it's Miami, whether it's the Tampa, whether it's Atlantic City, what are you looking for? Are you looking for the name? Are you looking somebody that has, you know, ties to that area, views on their Twitter? You know, what exactly are you looking for?
Well, we always get like a national name, and usually as a tabloid star or something like that, or as a national name, and is able to draw the interest of the fans, media, tabloids. And that just creates the buzz. And then on the undercard, it's all local ticket sellers.
Interesting. So athletes are okay. Now, would you, you know, put like an athlete up against a TV movie person? Or, you know, you trying to, you know, weight and height and all that kind of stuff? Or, you know, I'm trying to do a little matchmaking here.
You know what? It all depends. I've worked with everyone, basically. And, like, also we have Paulie Malignaggi, two-time world champion, taking on TikTok star Corey B. And there are a bunch of reality stars on the card. So it all depends, really. You know, it doesn't mean because the guy's a big actor, it doesn't mean it's going to be a draw in celebrity boxing.
What, and I know it's probably like asking, you know, your favorite child or whatever. What's, you know, your favorite fight that you've put on? You know, who was it? And, you know, I got to ask, what was the worst one? What was the hardest one to put together?
I think the best one was our last one, Omar Odom versus Aaron Carter. It was really cool. I was able to have Chuck Liddell as the referee, Ice-T Coco, the host, and just everybody part of the card was incredible.
How did Chuck do reffing?
Amazing. He's made for reffing and just fighting. He's just an unbelievable guy.
Yeah, no, he definitely is a superstar. I've known him a long, long time. Is there any interest in getting Chuck in a celebrity fight?
Absolutely. It's already, we've already dabbled with it, but we'll see. Chuck, he deserves to be.
You know, is it, are you, when you're trying to put these together, are you looking for people that have beefs against each other? Are you looking for somebody that, you know, may get along with somebody? And it doesn't necessarily have to be Chuck, it's just anybody in general. Does the beef there add to the show?
Of course, yeah. I mean, it adds excitement. You know, people want to see who would win. But I'm a sports entertainer in the niche, so stuff on the flats will make it battle it out, yeah.
I think the first fight I would really like to see is the Philly Fanatic versus the San Diego Chicken.
That's funny you said that.
Well, that's you know, that's been, you know, forever, you know, who's the greatest mascot? And I even go on some of these Facebook pages and argue if Dave Raymond's not the Philly Fanatic, it doesn't count because Dave Raymond is who made the Philly Fanatic. But I don't think either organization would allow their costumes to do this.
Yeah, probably. I know the Phillies, you know, executive team pretty well, but that would be interesting.
So let's talk about what's coming up October 2nd. Where is it going to be? When are tickets available? Are they already for sale? Let's sell some tickets.
Yeah, it'll be on sale Monday. Ticketmaster will be handling that. Ticketmaster for WWE Boxing to be live at the James L. Knight Arena in downtown Miami. And it's going to be an incredible event.
What's the typical fight week? You know, we travel with all the organizations, the UFC and Bellator and BKFC and all of them. What's your typical fight week? Are there, you know, workouts and then press conferences? And is this a week-long thing?
Well, sorry for this. I'm outside. I can't go inside. But anyway, it's like outside, I guess, like sort of the fight week is like open training sessions, press conference, weigh-in, meet and greet. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, we need to bring some of the guys from ATT down.
Celebrities throwing through it. Like Omar draws everybody. So all kinds of celebrities will be walking through that.
Tell me a little bit about Lamar Odom. Obviously, we all know him. I mean, is he on like an X amount of fight contract? Is it as long as he wants to do it because he's a name and a draw, he's going to be involved?
Well, he's part of their company right now. So he has a piece with us, and we're going to keep going until this company you sell.
I'm excited about it. I truly am. Now, I don't know if I can use certain words to discuss my co-host, who so badly wants to get in a ring and get beat up.
I do.
So we need to find somebody, Damon, you and I, somebody that can just beat the holy crap out of Matt. How do we do that?
Well, that'd be interesting. Maybe we find out who, maybe he starts to get the beat going with someone when we get it going.
I got a beef right now.
Who do you have?
I got a beef. Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports.
He would never
give me that fight. He's a pizza guy. I'm the legend of the pizza industry. I created the pizza diet, and I will knock that dude out.
Shut up. You see what I got to put up with?
DMG, we got to put that out there.
First of all, Damon, Portnoy don't even know who Matt is.
He does.
So we need to work it up. First, he needs to beat, you know, some 12-year-old.
Nope.
Then he has to work up to a teenager, and then maybe we'll get up to Dave. All right, so tickets.
Cool. Why don't you bring him out to the press conference?
I'll be there. I'll be there, and I'll bring my pin. I'll sign the contract on the spot.
I'm turning you off. Yeah, you're out of here. How far in the future are you set with events? So you know Atlantic City is coming up. You're working on Tampa. Do you have fights set after that?
Vegas also by May, yeah. So next year, like, we have February Tampa, then May is going to be in Las Vegas. Not sure location yet.
Who are some names, celebrity-wise, that you're interested in, that they may not have reached out to you yet, but you're like, if this person calls, it's a done deal?
Great call, great thing. Like Mark Wahlberg, but, you know, he's doing the big movies. But I got to think that out. I didn't think that far ahead as far as, cause I'm always thinking of the events, the date. But anybody that's a tabloid star, anybody, reality stars that are controversial, let's get it.
Interesting. Before I let you go, I know that you have some sponsors lined up. Do you want to throw their names out there so people, you know the sponsorship that's already involved with you guys?
Thanks a lot, man. Yeah, Title Boxing is always there. BookCoinRodney.com. Bitcoin Rodney's awesome. Marty Judge. And I can't think right now because I'm not in my office.
When will you have one in Philadelphia? Because I need a trip to come back home and get some Scrapple.
Yeah, that athletic commissioner is really interesting. I live in Philly. I love traveling, so I don't really like to do any business in my hometown. My office is here. I relax and go to other cities.
I gotcha. Good stuff. Damon, thank you for coming on. I know it took a while to get everybody's time together. I'm excited to be involved with you. We will be down there in October. And looking forward to doing a lot of stuff with you in the future.
Oh, definitely. And a shout out to Point Blank Promotions also. Thank you.
All right, Damon. We'll talk to you soon. That is Damon Feldman, Celebrity Boxing. And I told you don't bring that up.
Why?
We're going to work up to it.
I don't need a warm-up fight. I'm ready to go, coach. Put me in.
No, I'm not putting you in against a guy I like.
Why do you like that guy?
I like him a lot.
He's a good dude.
He's a great dude.
He's entertaining.
Well, maybe it would work.
Clever.
Because I like him. I don't like you. I would root for him. I would root against you. But no.
But you would bet on me.
I wouldn't.
Oh, in a second you would. You'd lose all your money if you don't bet on me.
I guarantee you I wouldn't put a dime on you.
You're crazy.
I would put money on Chris Elmore.
You think what Jared Warren did to Zion was bad? Wait till you see what I do to this dude. Gloves or no gloves, I'm going all in.
The best part is I can shut you up, so you're gone. Let's go hit a break. He since has been fired. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and the now fired Matt McClellan.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Frank Caliendo.
And you're listening to me pretend to be John Madden, George W. Bush, Al Pacino, and Robin Williams. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Boom! The end.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Center. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris. Freeze frame!
How are you doing?
Floyd Mayweather did it right. He said who he was, what he did. He's the best pound for pound boxer in the world. And for the liner, it lasts for generations, so people know who it was.
Where's Jay Giles from? Do you know? Do you know where the Jay Giles band's from?
No.
That's who just sang Freeze Frame.
I don't know.
They're from Boston. So here's the thing about celebrity boxing. And I should have asked off the air if I can use this word, so it means I can. In order to do this celebrity boxing, you need to, and Damon Feldman just said this, there needs to be a beef between the two.
For sure.
There needs to be a relationship between the two.
Sure.
The two need to know each other.
Sure.
Or know of each other.
Of course.
In your dream matchup, you know everything about the guy you want to fight and lose to. The problem is he doesn't know you exist.
No, he knows because he blocked me on all the social media.
He doesn't.
He knows exactly who I am.
He does not have asked him.
You have not.
I have asked him.
Did you?
Yes.
Well,
in my dream.
He's about to find out who I am.
He's certainly not.
I got two hands that are going to touch him up real quick.
But it's not.
But what's going to happen?
No, it's not.
Because of enough social media pressure, he's going to bow in. Or he's going to run for the rest of his life like a chicken.
There's no social media. How many followers do you have?
Six.
Six, exactly.
How many listeners you got? Same
nine.
Number.
No, I have nine.
We share Steve Lene and Shane Grossman.
You'd be shocked to know how many listeners are listening to
this. So you're up one.
So even if every one of our listeners, and we're talking tens of hundreds of thousands, okay, tweeted Dave Portnoy.
Yeah.
He still wouldn't know who you are.
Look, he's in the combat sport world. He has the Rough and Rowdy series. He's the pizza guy that does the reviews.
He's a real pizza guy.
No, he's not a real pizza guy. Sure, he doesn't even know how to make pizza. He's not. He doesn't earn his stripes. He's a fugazi.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Huh. Knucklehead.
But you get me worked up now. I'm getting fired up.
He knows what he needs to know to do what he's doing.
No, he's from Boston. He's a Boston douchebag.
Hold on. Calm down. Take a breath. I roused
you're gonna get this guy hurt, Randy. Sure. Randy, you're gonna get this guy hurt. I'm about to break the studio.
I should have riled you up earlier. What he does is he tastes food and then reports on how he likes it.
Right.
And it's nothing. He doesn't need to know how to
make it. It's like your Mount Rushmore. It means nothing.
Well, obviously it does to his millions of followers.
What it does when he trashes these family businesses because he doesn't like the age of the lady who took his order. He doesn't like the city that he's in because it's in West Virginia and he thinks it's a dumpy town. When he trashes a style of pizza because he doesn't like that style, St. Louis pizza, Detroit style, it's Chicago.
Okay. Hold on a second.
But those family livelihoods are impacted.
I understand.
They're impacted.
I understand. Hold on. If he doesn't like the pizza, he can say he doesn't like the pizza.
No doubt.
That's all he's doing. He doesn't like it. It's a 6.2.
I get it. But he is destroying the livelihoods of these people because he doesn't like the lady because she's too old at the cash register. He knocks them for points based on things that are unacceptable to him. Right? It's not fair. And you know what? As a guy who defended the entire industry with the pizza diet, I dedicated my career to fighting back against outside influences. Like, look, go back to the 80s, Randy. Remember Oprah had the people on her TV show and said, mad cow disease is worse than HIV. If you eat cattle, you eat beef, then you're gonna die.
I'm eating beef for dinner.
But look, the lobby groups, they came and protected them. They slapped injunctions. They made her go back and retract her statements that she didn't even make. They were people on her show. And they're like, you can't say that. But pizza has no representation. So 12 years ago when I invented the diet, I dedicated my career to defending everybody within my industry. And this douchebag from Boston comes along and destroys these people's businesses. Now, to his credit, he started to do the small business fund and tries to help and give back. So we'll do it for charity. Everything we raise, all of it goes back to small family pizzeria owners that he put out of business because of his douchery to build his online clout.
Are you done?
And then he doesn't have to set my fight. I'm just going to knock him out when I see him. So how about that? How about that? Dave Portnoy, I'm going to knock your ass out when I see you. I don't need your acceptance.
All right. First of all, you can go to jail for that.
I'll take the charge easily.
You'll go to jail?
No question.
All right. I'm looking for a new Coco.
Have you ever seen if you go to federal prison, the toilets are steel, and that's just like a mixer. I can make jailhouse pizzas.
Oh, God.
$1.99 or three cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
All I'm going to do is eat, sleep, and train. I'm ready. Fight camp.
I can't wait for you to go to jail.
Fight camp 90 to 120 days.
How long are you allowed to be on the phone in jail? Or will you have to hang up during breaks because you need to save those minutes?
Probably.
So if we take 1, 2, 3, and then the top of the hour, so 3, 6, 9. So that's 12 minutes that you can save. So you need to find out. I wonder if every jail is the same.
Oh, like just like Reggie Barnett, he's going to have to take a break from his job.
Obviously not.
I'm going to be like, hey, man, can I use the phone real quick? I got to call my radio show, check in. But what better training camp? I mean, in bodybuilding.
Oh, you'll be in training camp in prison.
In bodybuilding, the top guys, Big Ramy and those guys, they go over to Jordan and Kuwait, and they get away from all the distractions of being free in the free world, right? All it is eat, sleep, and train. That's all you do. So going to jail, that's the best place to be in a fight camp because sure. All you're doing is eat, sleep, and train.
Sure. And sleep with both eyes open.
Wow.
You're going to be...
Only if you're scared.
You're going to be a wanted man in there.
Why?
I can't say why. Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Let's get it.
Try to sneak in a camera so that you can film this.
Oh, God.
This will be like the beginning of Shawshank Redemption. So, interesting.
Let's do it. If I can't.
It's not going to happen.
Pinellas County, if I can't.
It's not going to happen. Start small. Let Chris Elmore, you know, beat you up first. And then maybe there'll be a little pity with you.
I like Chris. I'm not going to fight Chris.
I told Chris I wouldn't do it. You know why?
I need to fight somebody I hate.
I told you why I will not allow Chris Elmore to fight you. He wants to do it because it's an opportunity of a lifetime.
That's fun.
He's always wanted to do that, and I said absolutely not. Whoever's going to fight Matt McClellan has to guarantee they're going to win.
They're not going to win.
They are going to win.
They won't win.
Whoever we set this up with, I'm betting on them to win.
Then you're going to lose your money.
I'm not.
I'll bet you I'll double your bet with Bitcoin.
What?
Bitcoin? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't, online currency?
No.
Whatever like the big thing is now. Like, we're getting away from money.
The big thing is, now is being a Karen, is that good or bad?
Karen? I think it's a complaining, nagging.
Oh, so that's bad?
That's bad.
Okay. I'm trying to keep up with nothing.
Karen Baskins, is it from her? Does it come from her?
I don't know. Who's that?
Oh, no. Karen. It's Karen's like a lady yelling at the grocery store because you ran out of coupons or something.
Why did they randomly use the name Karen? Why not Becky or Lucy?
I thought it was Karen. I thought it was from Carol Baskins, but that's Carol, not Karen. So I don't know. I have no idea what Karen.
Is that from Baskin Robbins?
That's from Tiger King.
Never saw it.
You never saw Tiger King?
Not one second.
Do yourself a favor.
We watch the same four things. We'll watch the same, whatever this law, Texas law, New Hampshire law. We've seen them like 47 times in the last year.
But if you're going to boycott the Olympics, then you might as well watch the greatest Netflix series of all time, Tiger King.
I don't have Netflix.
It's so entertaining.
No.
It's so
I'm not
epic.
Interested.
It's so good.
I'm not interested. I'm not interested in nothing. I'm interested in sitting in my chair, eating. I had some great Chinese food last night.
Did you?
Yes, I truly did. So I want to just sit in the chair.
Well, have you figured out where we're going to stay in Houston? Because we're going on the road again, UFC 265.
Well, no, I'm going.
We.
What's this we
We're
stuff?
French. We're
not,
French.
We're not French and we're not friends. But if you make a list of where we may go eat, I may include you in the trip.
All right.
I need an itinerary.
Do you have a seat for me at the UFC event?
No, I told him you didn't need it.
Probably a good safe seat.
I've learned a lesson. I'm not putting you in a seat. I'm not putting you near a ring, a cage.
I'll just find my way there. Don't worry.
I want you to stay in the press room and you can meet the whole bunch of clowns that call and bother me.
Why? Why are they bothering you?
I'm leaving it at that.
Oh, boy.
Leaving it at that.
But no, I find a way. There's a will, there's a way.
You have a reputation of getting me in trouble.
I don't get you in trouble. I just assist you getting yourself in trouble.
No, I couldn't. I may not even go and I'll get
in trouble. Should midget wrestling be an Olympic sport?
I didn't think you could say that.
Wrestling?
Yes. I think wrestling's not allowed in the Olympics. They have rock climbing now.
I mean, everything's allowed now.
They have
now.
Surfing. They have skateboarding.
But no MMA. No,
no MMA.
Jiu-jitsu.
No. Well, jiu-jitsu would be considered under the MMA. No baseball, no softball. It's just back this time, and then it's gone again. It's ridiculous. I could care less. Unless Edwin is going to pitch.
Yeah.
Because that might be the jersey hanging in my studio.
That would be.
You know, all these people on Facebook are like, you know, I take this jersey, and I have to get a photo so I know where it was used. Well, this was in the Olympics.
Doesn't get much better than that.
You know, and I used a great line to make sure that he's going to get it for me.
And that is?
I said, I'm going to hang it right next to your Washington Nationals game jersey. He goes, oh, I like that. I said, all right, well, it works for me. All right, the best part is 45 seconds down.
45 seconds.
And then we're done.
Oh, the show's over.
Then I don't have to see you for another week.
All right.
That's my favorite part of the day, seriously. A lot of people look forward to Friday and Saturday. I look forward to Wednesday.
That's not true.
Because then it's another week that I go.
It's not awesome. True.
Things are good.
Not with fight week. Then you're with me every single day.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank all of our celebrities who answered their phone and, of course, the two that didn't. This is Knockout Radio. We are brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapzone. We could give away their stuff. I have headphones that I had for Reggie Barnett. Maybe I'll give those to. I really don't want to give them to you.
I need them.
You don't deserve them.
I got to. I'll fight camp. I got to take them to jail with me.
See everybody next week. We're out.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.